This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In 1994, aspiring writer Isabel Rothman begins her final semester in college, and she also begins an apprenticeship with an agoraphobic, once-acclaimed novelist named Daniel Jablonski. Their relationship begins with awkward and painful exchanges about writing and blooms into one defined by mutual admiration and encouragement. That relationship is sustained for many years by email, while Isabel raises a family on the West Coast and Daniel secludes himself in a small town in New Hampshire. That is the premise of the new novel by Dina Goldstone. It's called Surprise Me, and she joins me now to talk about it. Welcome, Dina.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Isabel, your protagonist. How did she take shape in your mind?
I wanted a young girl who was just starting out in her life, who felt she was ordinary, that she had no gifts at all, and that she was raised in a family that expected her to be responsible and dependable. But in her soul, she was a writer. And it wasn't until she took a class in college that allowed her to write uninhibited that she could even admit to herself that this is what she wanted to do. So I wanted to start with someone who was young, who had a desire, a wish to be a different person, and how that person came to be during the course of her life.
Mm-hmm. And what about Daniel, the sort of grumpy writer who suffers from agoraphobia and a slump in his writing career? How did you come across this character?
As the novel was taking shape, it became very clear to me that I wanted two people who meet at exactly the right time in their lives. I wanted a counterpoint to Isabel, who was starting her life with great hope. I wanted her to interact with someone who had given up on life. And I wanted to see what happened when the two of them met. And basically, my idea for the book was, what happens when two people are in a room together working on something intensely that matters to both of them? How does that dynamic work? And so the beginning of the book is their first months of meeting. The end of the book is their last months of meeting, and in between, their lives unspool, with the connection between them always the lodestar that keeps them going, that affirms to the other that they are worth something. And I thought that a 20-year relationship that didn't fit any of the categories we usually use, and it wasn't husband, sibling, boyfriend, girlfriend, aunt, uncle, that Isabel and Daniel form an intense and very important relationship that doesn't really have a name.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because it's not quite platonic, but it's not quite romantic either. And, you know, we've seen in fiction before relationships between older male teachers and their younger, attractive, smart students. And they seem to always be purely romantic, but this sort of breaks that mold. I was wondering if that was a conscious decision on your part.
Absolutely. I made a conscious choice not to have them begin a sexual relationship while she was a student and he was her professor.
Though they came close. And,
yeah, they came close, but Daniel summons his better angels and steps away. It's Daniel that steps away. And I wanted them to establish the connection between them that had nothing to do with sex before they had a sexual relationship. So for me, the sex only deepens what was there already and isn't the essential ingredient of that relationship. It just brings them closer and cements their love for each other in a way that sex can.
Mm-hmm. In a way, they sort of bond over the trouble they have with writing. And I wanted to ask you about teaching of creative writing, because Daniel Jablonski, this character, leaves a lot of mystery to the process of writing. He gives very cryptic instructions, if you can even call them instructions, to Isabel.
Yes.
And sort of steps away and lets her figure it out. And I was wondering what you thought about the teaching of creative writing. Like, do you agree with Daniel? Do you think it can't be taught?
I don't think you can teach someone to be a writer. I think you can mentor someone to find their voice, which I think is a very different thing. What Daniel gives Isabel is the belief that she can do it and that there is something within her worth writing about. And that confidence, that rock-solid confidence he has that is so for her, allows her to do the hard work of learning to write.
Do you have a person, or did you have a person in your life who gave you that belief?
Yes, I did. When I was a very young screenwriter, because I wrote screenplays for 30 years before I started writing books, I had written my second screenplay for a company, a studio, and they had an Academy Award-winning screenwriter who had some kind of arrangement with the company where he would read the first drafts that were submitted and comment on them. And so I was told, after I turned in a first draft, to go and meet with this man, and he would give me an hour of his time, and I would get his thoughts about second draft, because when you write a screenplay, you're always writing drafts and drafts and drafts and drafts. Mm-hmm. And so I went. I was quite nervous. He had won 2 Academy Awards. And not only that, his work was work that I thought was, if I could ever write anywhere close to that, I would be thrilled. It's subtle and powerful and deals with emotional issues and people. And I was in awe. And at the end of the hour, I stood up and I thanked him very much. And I said I would think about everything. And he said to me, "Do you think I'm going to let you go home and write this wonderful screenplay and not have anything to do with it? Can you come back next week at the same time?" We worked together for a year, once a week. He never told me what to write. He just would say to me, "What do you think about this scene here? Do you think that maybe it could be better?" And then we would talk about how we could change the scene. And at the end of the year, I had a screenplay that I was proud of and that was made into a movie. And he and I became the person in each other's lives that we gave our work to. So to this day, and he's in his late 80s, he sends me his work and I send him my work. And our relationship is based on the fact that we are writers together and we appreciate each other's work. So I wanted to write a little bit about that. Although he is nothing like Daniel, and I don't think I'm much like Isabel.
Well, Dina, thank you very much for speaking with me about your book.
Oh, I appreciate it, too. Thank you so much.
That's Dina Goldstone. She's the author of the new novel, Surprise Me. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Dina's bookshelf at nhpr.org. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. You can send them our way by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. You can also send us a tweet at nhprbookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.